that across the board.
For me,
I want that across the board.
And I think we need to get back to space.
Amongst friends, conversations for the grown and sexy, where we discuss everything concerning life, love, sex, and relationships.
Good evening, and welcome to Amongst Friends, where we're talking about things for the grown and sexy. Tonight our topic is the mask, and which one do you have on? We want to welcome with us tonight, I am Heather Owens, and I'll be your host, and we have Patrice Reynolds, Deirdre Robertson, and Joe Snyder sharing with us tonight. Again, the topic is the mask, which one do you have on? We'd like for you to join us in by calling in tonight at 760-683-2662. Again, that number is 760-683-2662. 2662. Please call in and join us, or you can log in live at blogtalkradio.com/amongstfriends. So, Joe, let's start with you tonight. What mask do people wear? Let's just talk about relationships in general.
There are quite a few masks people wear in relationships, and the biggest one is the mask that I have to present myself as the best. I have to give you the best of me, and this mask is often worn by both men and women in relationships, especially in the first 3 months. They wear this mask where, you know, I don't get angry, I don't get upset, I don't get jealous. I'm very charming, I'm very enthusiastic, I'm very pleasant. You know, this whole persona that this is, I'm going to give you the best right up front, and then afterwards they take the mask off and it's all, you see who they really are, especially once they feel comfortable, once they feel they romanced you enough or they have liked you enough, then they, show that they've liked you and they feel like they've gotten you, and then they take the mask, that mask off, and you discover their true self, but that is also masked in so many other things. Like, definitely, that's the main mask in with relationships. Just, I'm going to give you my best self. That's the biggest, most apparent mask that people wear, especially in when we talk about relationships.
Okay, and Patrice, how do you think masks play a part in our other relationships outside of romantic relationships, but how about in the workplace and in friendships, platonic friendships?
Well, it kind of runs parallel to what Joby says, putting your best person first, kind of show and tell of, a preview of what they're going to get if they decide to like you or whatever. Just that thing that gives, and I also want to say that putting the best first might not all the time be with a bad motive, you know. A lot of times, it happens when, you meet somebody or you start a new job, you meet new friends, that you do kind of hold back yourself until you are more comfortable around them. So there is a non-motive thing to this as well as a motive. So I think that it can be positive and negative at the same time as far as the mask is concerned.
Okay, and would you say that people are wearing masks when they're holding back, or is that just a natural apprehension that we have until we become comfortable with one another?
I don't know that it's a natural progression. I mean, I think people would like to say that that's what it is, but I was having a conversation with someone earlier, and they were saying that for men, it is for them to win. That's their thing. I'm going into any situation to win because I don't want to lose. So I'm not going to showcase my weaknesses, because if I showcase my weaknesses, then my opponent knows what my weaknesses are and I lose. So I don't know that it's a natural progression.
Okay, but even in, so that would apply across the board to platonic relationships, workplace and everything, that it's about them putting on their best and not wanting to lose.
Yeah.
I think it's a little deeper than that for people. I think a lot of times we all have some insecurities, and we, you know, it goes back to how we were raised. You know, grandmother or your mom or whoever always told you, you know, when you go out in public, you put on your best face, you put on your best clothes. You know, if you're presenting yourself to guests, you always dress your best, you clean your house, and that kind of thing. While those concepts are good, I think it kind of spills over into the way we relate to one another, and we begin to put on these masks to kind of hide who we are, or kind of hide our insecurities or our fears, or you know, because we fear rejection, or we fear that this person is going to like my true self. And so I put on this mask so that, you know, I can hide the things that I don't want anyone to see. I put on this mask everywhere I go, and it just becomes more apparent when it's in romantic relationships or intimate relationships, that I wear this mask of, like this mask of I'm the best person, or I'm this happy person, although deep down I'm depressed, or I'm this insecure, low self-esteem person, but I'm going to put on this mask that everything is okay. And, you know, I'm not really a romantic person, but I know, you know, for example, not me myself, but just for example, I'm not really a romantic person, but I'm going to put on this mask so I can win the heart of this woman, and or vice versa, this man. And once I get them, then I take that mask off and I can show them who I really am. And because I got them, they'll love me, or and they won't be upset that was just a mask that I had on.
Well, I definitely agree with that. And I think that sometimes one of the things that I think we should look at is, you know, sometimes masks are necessary for protection, and they're necessary to play the game, the political game, or to keep in sync with what's going on around us and what's for the good at the moment, but may not be, as Patrice said, with a harmful intention. I think that phase in relationships where we keep our mask on is, you know, sometimes considered the honeymoon phase, or where everybody's on their best behavior, but at some point you have to step back, and I wouldn't say necessarily the real you comes out, but you begin to reveal more of you. I've always thought that, do people feel that they have to put on masks from the start, or do we in human nature make folks uncomfortable, or are we so judgmental that people feel like they have to wear those masks? Would we be accepting to people who came as their true self? Would we still be befriending of them, or still want to be in relationship with them if they didn't have on the mask? What do you all think?
No, I don't think so. There are a lot of friends that I have right now that I've become comfortable with, and they can bleed in front of me, and I can bleed in front of them, that if they had a bled, if I first met them, no, I wouldn't have wanted to give time to that kind of relationship. A lot of relationships that you end up in, it's like some friends you have, they need a lot of maintenance friendship, where you're constantly doing things to fix it, and bringing it, you know, giving it attention. And then other friendships are just laid back. So I believe that if we had known how much maintenance the friendship was going to endure, I think we would think twice about having that friendship.
Oh, yes.
What was funny? Somebody just bust out laughing.
Well, no, I think that, you know, I understand what Patrice is saying as far as the difficulty in friendship, and that it is both a blessing and a burden, because when you are a real friend and honor a friendship, sometimes you have to carry the load. And sometimes you have to do things that you don't want to because of the friendship. And so that's something that you have to look at. But should we be in a place where we should accept people for who they are, and then they could be honest and be without the mask? Or should we always operate on mask first and then slowly but surely taking pieces of it off?
I don't know. I think in some... I honestly believe that you shouldn't wear masks, and that just comes from just from my own experience. Like, I've learned that when you aren't your real people recognize genuineness, and when you are wearing a mask, you're unable to exude a genuine kind of personality or persona when you're hiding behind a mask. And I think you know, yeah, you do have to protect yourself, but you don't have to hide who you are. And I think that's where the mask becomes a problem, because it's no longer a tool from protecting you. It's literally become the thing that you hide behind, and no one is able to really get a genuine feel of who you are. And I used it for the example, just relationship, because that was my biggest mask. I would give my best foot forward, and I still do, but it was more so behind this mask where the woman would just be all of my great qualities, and for as long as I could wear that mask, and it was kind of, I'll use the analogy of that old Superman or Batman mask you had when you was younger, little paper kind of mask, and you wear it for a while, but it gets so hard because that rubber band is burning the back of your neck, or you can't breathe out those little slits they put where the nose is supposed to go, and it gets so warm in there that you can't wear it too long, and you got to lift it up, and people want to see who is under it. And I think, you know, I guess I got to the point where I was like, look, either you're going to, you know, either she's going to like me for all of me and not just the best of me, but just those parts where, you know, the woman is going to, I'm going to present everything. So I'm going to laugh loud because that's what I do. You know, I'm going to act, I have my moments where I'm real moody, and I'm going to be that way from the beginning. I'm going to show you it from the beginning. There are times where I just want to be by myself, and I make that known. I make it apparent now. I don't hide behind that mask of, oh, it's all about you. I'm just going to shower you with everything I have kind of attitude. And it's just like, no, I'm going to give you everything. I'm not going to wear no mask. I'm going to talk about my issues. I'm going to talk about my problems, and I'm going to show you them. And if you choose to not accept them, because we can't expect people to accept us just for who we are. But if you can't communicate, okay, what you're willing to work with and what you're not, you know, that's totally different than me just presenting someone that is masked up. And then when I unmask myself, you're totally shocked.
Right. And I agree. And if you're on the line tonight listening and you would like to call in, please feel free to do that and join us as we have a conversation about masks and when and where we wear them in relationships. The number is 760-683-2662. Again, that number is 760-683-2662. Now, Joe, I know you were saying that, you know, for people who are, quote, real, they know when people are being real or not. And I've always kind of stepped back when people say, I'm real or I keep it real, because I think that's not something that you necessarily have to make an announcement about, but it's something
mm-hmm.
that will be in action. And so
yeah.
I know that we all can recognize when someone is not necessarily being authentic in that particular moment or situation, but it's proven time and time again that once you're in a relationship with someone or you get to know someone a little bit better, that there's more to them than what you had at first. And I'm wondering, is that a mask or is that possibly, you know, would I walk in the room and say to you, I spent 20 years in prison for killing my friend and I've served 10 years for armed robbery of robbing banks and people's homes. Would you still feel comfortable with me coming over your house? Would you leave your pocketbook sitting on the table and go to the bathroom? Or would you do that if I came in and was just a good friend and, you know, we got to talk and had some things in common? You would be more prone to just get up and leave your purse sitting or to get up and, you know, invite someone in your home. You wouldn't do that based on what you know about their past. And so is it our fault that we don't accept people for who they are now and what baggage they bring with them? Or do they need to continue to wear the mask until we can handle that piece of them? What do you think, Deidre?
I think you need to give it to me all up front. I want if you done been to jail and you done had XYZ, that's how I want you. Then
okay.
I ain't gotta. Then I don't have to be looking behind my back and saying what happened, or even, you know, say for instance you've been telling me all this stuff, and then a year or 2 years into our friendship or relationship, you say, oh, you know, I really need to tell you. Or I run into somebody, like say I'm at a family event, and hey, I bet you don't know this about such and such. And then they start sharing your personal business. And now I'm like, okay, so what else are they they're holding back from me? You know, because here I am, I'm telling you everything about me, because I don't have anything to hide. If you like it, you like it. If you don't, you don't.
Okay, but could you accept someone laying it out there for you as truth?
Yeah.
And you're saying give it to me, but is there still a possibility they still have the same playing field to be your friend and to get
Absolutely.
Acquainted and to get to know you?
Absolutely.
Because okay, and Patrice, what are your thoughts
on
that?
What they did in the past has nothing to do with where they are right now. I mean, it may have changed them.
Okay, it looks like we have a caller on the line. Jeff, are you there?
Okay.
Yes, I'm here.
No, not really.
Who ordering some from McDonald's?
Jeff, do you need to turn your household down?
Hello? Can you guys hear me?
Yes, Jeff, go ahead.
Okay. The comment that I wanted to make is that basically, like you said, some people, they want you to, you know, to give it to them all up front, live and direct.
Mm-hmm.
But for some people, it's just not possible. You know, they're trying just the same way that you're trying to fill them out as being, like, a new person in your situation. You're also a new person in their situation. So, basically, I'm going to basically take it with you until I feel that we're close enough that I can give you the real. And you could handle, like, the real, if it's drama, if it's family tragedy, and, you know, you won't look at me too crazy, or if it's just a boring life, you know, you won't judge me or have anything crazy to say about me, like I should break out of my shell or anything like that. So everybody has, like, a road to go from, I would say, a stranger to acquaintance to a friend. And when you're from stranger to acquaintance, yeah, you might wear a mask, but that mask slowly tends to come off and gets peeled away as you become closer to being a friend.
You know what, Jeff?
Yes.
I do agree. I agree with you. I believe that relationship comes in layers, like you just said. And it's not realistic to honestly give everybody everything up front. That's in the perfect world. That would be great. But it's not realistic, honestly. We were raised to choose. This is how you choose your friends. I mean, you know, from our parents and aunts and uncles, don't hang with him because he be up on that corner for too long. Don't go over there because she's fast. Don't be hanging out, you know. So it's embedded in us that we are supposed to choose who is around us. And in choosing, you tend to judge. You tend to be like, okay, you know, I can't, you know, go, you know, do this with that person because blah, blah, blah. And I think as we mature, we learn how to not judge people, but at the same time, we're cautious, you know. So realistically, we don't, you know, put everything out in the beginning, and we don't accept your stuff well if it's put in front of me just dropped like that. You know, I think there needs to be time to process stuff when people come to you and say, hey, I've been in jail for 10 years for killing my mother, but I'm over it now, and actually I found the Lord, and I'd like to be your friend, you know. There is a processing period of that. I don't think it's realistic that, you know, it's like instantly okay. You know, I mean, it would be great if it was. And if we could mature to that, would be great, you know. Or, you know, I'm not saying it's impossible, but realistically, it just doesn't happen like that. You know, it does come in layers and levels where you expose things to people, like Jeff just said.
Yeah.
Well,
I think
go ahead,
Joe. I was just going to say, but I think revealing a part of yourself is different than masking a part of yourself. I think that's different. Like, no, yeah, you do. There are some things that you know, it depends on the level of relationship that you know, you'll give, like, something as I was in prison, I made a mistake a long time ago, or I was traumatized, I was molested, or I was raped, or, you know, something like that. That's different than, you know, that is layers. That does take a different level of relationship. But a mask is almost deceptive. And really, the mask is deceptive both to the person who sees it and the person that wears it. And it's more deceptive to the person that wears it. And my thing is, if you have to be deceptive in any kind of relationship, whether it's just friendship or it is relationship, in order to gain, then that's, you know, that's not right. It it's going to create problems when that mask is finally revealed, whether it's chipped away or if it's taken off altogether. But now, I do, like I said, I do agree in layers of friendship and revealing things about yourself, but I just think there's a difference between a mask and just holding on to things that may be a little more sensitive to share to someone you've just met.
Yeah, I'm not necessarily sure. Go ahead, Patrice.
No, I was just going to say a mask is also used, as Heather said earlier, as protection, whether or not it's right or wrong. And that person could be rightly protecting you. If I am bipolar and I know it and I'm dealing with it and going through counseling with it, and I used to be in a place where I could flick off and just bust you in the nose just for no reason or whatever, you know, comes with it, then to actually hold myself back and to not reveal that part of me, wouldn't that be held as also protecting my loved ones, or is that deception as well?
Well, I think that there is some level of, like I said, protection in wearing the mask, but I'm not necessarily sure that in the beginning of our relationships we're wearing a mask. I think a mask is something that we intentionally put on to deceive. There's always deception in it. I think when I first meet you, I don't need to pull out my life story, because anybody who starts telling you everything about them and everything they've been through, you're going to immediately think, oh, they're crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to, I'm saying that, you know, you have on a mask when he's saying to you, do you want to go over here and see this movie? And you know you hate that movie, or you know you don't like doing this, but you're going to do it anyway for somebody else. Or somebody says, go here. Your girlfriend's want to meet up over here. You saying, oh, you look really nice and da-da-da-da. You're faking. You're putting on a mask to be a part of something that you're really not committed to or you don't believe in. And so I think that's where you have on the mask, or where, you know, people hide the real them. You know, I don't have to give you all of me for it not to be me. If I'm just your acquaintance and I meet you at that level, so we can chit-chat when we see each other, we can speak in public, you know, we might be in church on a ministry together, and we work well together, I'm giving you the real me as an acquaintance. I'm not giving you the real me as a girlfriend or as a confidant. And I think that's the difference, that we need to be able to say that people grew, they became more, and I think that's the same thing in relationships. We can't just assume that the person was in a mask and then the real them came out. It's always been the real them, but something happened to show this layer or this part of them.
Hmm.
I mean, do you think people honestly show up as someone else to get what they want?
I do.
Yeah.
I do.
That's so crazy, because it's a thin line. I honestly agree with what you just said. And then I understand and I see what Joe was saying about it being deceptive. But at the same time, honestly, it's some stuff that so-and-so has not seen about Patrice, because nothing has triggered it for them to see it.
But don't you think that in real friendship, that just because they haven't seen it, you know that, like, there's things about you that I know is there. There's a freak somewhere in there, Jesus.
Whatever.
Just because you haven't let it loose.
But you know what, Heather? That's a good point that you just said. And let's stay there for a second. Treece, we're going to use you as an object lesson. Is that okay? We don't need your permission. Okay, so listen. There's a freak inside of Patrice. Now,
yes.
If she's waiting, there's a difference if the freakiness, she's waiting to reveal that freakiness to her husband. So, you know, that's not deceptive. She's a freak, but she's not going to use her powers of freakiness until she's married. Now, there'll be a difference. Now, here's where a mask would come in. If she masks it as, I am this pure, chastening, missionary position only woman, mouth is my glory. You can't, you know, I don't do that all sex stuff. You ain't getting, you just get missionary position on once a month and that's it. That's it. But deep down, she wants to get freaky, get nasty, get turned loose. So that's what I'm saying. There's a difference between revealing something based on relationship rather than totally masking something for whatever reason that you do it.
Okay.
I definitely
agree with that. I mean, that's like the person sitting, you know, you always got one who you know is, you know, doing whatever they want to do with anybody, everybody. And I'm not just talking about sex. I'm talking about maybe doing anything. And
right. They
always want to act like they're the innocent one, like, oh, no, not me. I don't run in those circles. But, you know, they're doing that. And I think that we even do it, you know, I think mask, like I said, being for protection and being to keep something until it's time to reveal it, I think is very important. I think, you know, when we go on job interviews, now I know that I've sat in on some interviews where some people interview perfectly well, but could they do the job? Do they have a good work ethic? That's not something that you can really I mean, you can always, you know, nowadays people can put stuff on their resume. They can get some references real good, but that don't make them be on time for work. That doesn't give them a good work ethic to show some initiative to, you know, dig to the bottom until they find an answer instead of coming to you, what do I do about this? What do I say about this? That doesn't really work, but people do it.
Right.
And so I think that even
imagine,
in those situations. Go ahead.
Can you imagine sitting in an interview going, look, look ahead. Look, I'm a singer. I'm just here to pay some bills, okay? And
right.
get the health benefit.
But see, the problem that I have with that is, no, you couldn't imagine anybody sitting and doing that. But at the same time, I wish people could do that.
I mean, but there are people
be that brutally honest.
Well, it would. Well, you do have some people who will say that, but it just depends on how they're coming into the situation. Like if that person is going into a temporary facility and saying, hey, I'm only going to work 12 to 5, and I'm also going to only work 3 days a week, and I'm only going to do this for 6 months because I have a plan. You can do that because you're going into a specific place saying, here are my demands. Find me something that will align with that.
But that's not anything to be to want to hide. You know what I'm saying? Like, it would be something like, look, I don't usually come to work on time, so if you can get me
in
at 10 a.m., you know, something like that, you're not going to hear that.
Right, or you're not going to, nobody will tell you I'm lazy. When the fact of the matter is that lazy sounds like a bad word and sounds trifling, but it is just that. Some people are just lazy.
Look, I like white dudes, so don't have me working around a whole bunch of them because.
Right.
But they will put on the mask that they are hard workers to get the job.
Yes. I can give you a prime example, not just in relation. I have worked in organizations where people have worn masks, and it's so obvious, you know. I always say to people, let's not stand here and sing the Kumbaya song when we all really know that we don't like each other.
Wow.
Don't want to get along with one another. You know, it is nothing more irritating to me, honest to goodness, than to be in the presence of someone of another race and they feel compelled to be nice, like they have to be nice, and they really don't want to. Like, you feel that.
Yeah.
And you know that they're putting effort into it, but it's so, so burdensome for them.
Right.
I would much rather relieve them of that. And just say,
so
you know,
is there a difference?
Is there a difference in what?
Is there a difference between a mask of protection and a mask of deception?
Absolutely.
Miss
PJ.
PJ.
Oh, hi,
PJ. Hi, guys. How are you all?
Hi.
Good.
Of course there's a difference.
Okay, because it sounds like everybody's saying, you know, well, I wear my mask for protection, and that's great. But if you do a mask in deception, then that's terrible. Are they the same mask, or is it different?
No, I believe they are different masks if you're deceiving and but not if you're protecting, but what I do believe is that people deceptively wear masks because we don't make them feel comfortable enough to be themselves.
I agree.
You know, if a person walks
in
a room, let me finish. If a person walks in a room and said, I am HIV positive, how many people in that room would treat them the same, would still hug and kiss on them and greet everybody? Although even now you don't know who you're doing that to, but people would honestly switch up the way they interact with that person, how they are around that person, and filter what they say. And I'm saying people wear masks because we don't make it comfortable enough for them to be who they are.
I agree.
I agree with that too, especially when people who come to you and tell you exactly who they are and all this kind of stuff, you tend to think that they're crazy.
Yeah, but I'm saying that, you know, I wouldn't want you to pour out your life But I think that, you know, the woman who spends a lot of money on clothes and material things but is terribly in debt, there's a fear that, you know, the people around me have an expectation for me that people aren't going to be my friend if I'm not keeping up with the fashions and the latest this and that. And I'm saying, when you don't have living room furniture, you don't have time to be out. You know, when the bathrooms in your house ain't working and you're having to pour water to flush, you need to be focused on some other things. But do we let people do that? Do we let people be upfront and real with us and say, I'm struggling, this is my issue? Even in friendship, once you've known someone for a while and you've bonded and made a friendship, why do people still wear masks? And I think the onus lies on us to say, because we honestly don't let people be them real, be who they really are.
Exactly.
You know, can they trust us with their secrets? You know, can a woman really come to you and say, you know, I'm married, I have kids, but I'm having sex with my next door neighbor. She's a housewife and we're having sex. Like, what would you say to your friend?
I'd be like, girl, how do you find the time?
I'd be like, details. No, I'm just kidding.
I mean, no, seriously, you would be like, details. Like, girl, when do you do that? And what's your, I mean, why, I mean, but how do you hide it from your husband? And girl, why do you hide it from your husband? I mean, if you're going to do it, just do it.
How do you let people know that, like, what are some of the things that you would do to let people know that it's okay to be who you are? I remember meeting this guy, and he seemed very well put together and very up on things. But, you know, come to find out, he was deeply depressed, and self-esteem was very low. So the mask that he wore counteracted. It was completely the opposite of who he was. So how do you let people – how do you – you know, let people know, hey, you know, I don't need all that. I don't need to be entertained, you know, when I see you. It's okay to be who you are. What do we do?
You be yourself. Like, you be transparent enough to be exactly who you are. And when people see that you are comfortable with yourself, despite whoever's around, then they'll be comfortable enough to reveal who they are. And a lot of times, one, we really have to be aware of how we treat people. And when people see that you, like, for example, when people see that I genuinely am just I'm a retard. Like, I'm just this crazy, goofy kid that's, you know, that's cool, funny, will bust out laughing in the middle of church service while they praying about somebody who passed away, you know, but I'm gonna be me regardless. And I think if people can feel comfortable enough to see that you are comfortable within your own skin, that they can do that too. And the other thing is that you let people be who they are. I mean, you know, you let them be who they are. And
And
you let people be who they are. But if you are their friend, if you are cool with them and there is something about them that is maybe abrasive, or it may be something that they may need to be challenge about themselves, you as a friend should be able to do that in a warm, inviting way where you're saying, listen, you should be who you are, but maybe you need to challenge this because this behavior or this action or the way you say things is, you know, tearing other people down or making you, you know, getting you to a point where, you know, people aren't able to receive you. You know, that's totally different from just straight making people feel like they got to wear a mask around you.
Right, and if you'd like to get in on this conversation tonight, we'd love to have you join us. This is Amongst Friends, and tonight we're talking about the mask and why do we wear them and which one do we have on. Call us at 760-683-2662, 760-683-2662. Joe, I definitely agree with what you just said about that. And Therese, I think, you know, a lot of times when we are transparent and when a person knows that you are a safe place for them to come to, they're more willing to take off the mask and be themselves. But I think one of the things that we forget is that in our general day-to-day, how we respond or react to other people, people pay attention to that. So if I'm friends with you and I constantly hear you saying, you know, when we walk in the room, oh, my God, look at what she got on her, then I feel like you're a judgmental type person. Although I'm your friend, although we're cool, I still realize that you're judgmental, and I begin to discover or think, what do you judge me on? You know, and I think a lot of times people base what they share and how they share, you know, on how open you are with them. You know, I had a girlfriend who, I mean, does not reveal anything to anybody, was pretty much to herself and may have shared this piece of her over here and that piece over there. And it wasn't until I began to share with her about me and my life that she felt more comfortable to share with me. And so sometimes I think you have to give a little, extend yourself, be more transparent so that people can understand that, you know, you're willing to accept them just the way they are because you've taken the risk of becoming vulnerable to them. And so then you both equally have something to lose in the situation and not just them.
I totally agree, Heather. I think a lot of times people are punitive in their relationships where they punish you for, you know, things that are true. A lot of times, especially in marriages, you know, sometimes, and it can be for either party, sometimes one party just doesn't want to argue or doesn't want to hear much of stuff. So you'll put on the mask so that you don't have to hear something. Do I look fat in this dress? Okay, here's my mask. Because if I say, hey, you really look fat because your titties are popping out, then you're going to be mad at me. Because I said, well, you think I'm fat? No, you asked me a question, and I gave you an answer. You know what I mean? So I think when people are, you know, when people put punishments on truth, then that makes it hard for another person to be truthful with you.
Yeah.
Okay, I agree with that.
Go ahead, PJ.
You know, sometimes if you ask for something, you know, take what you get. Or if you, you know, if you decide to display certain behavior, display something, sometimes you take what comes with it. You know, that's just like, I know a buddy of mine, his wife used to hit him. And then one day he hit her back, and she called the police and said, he's abusing me. But, you know, that's totally wrong. You know, if you're hitting somebody, at some point, you know, you might have to take what comes with hitting somebody. At some point, somebody might defend themselves. And when he defended himself, you know, he got in trouble. At the time, I was living in Nashville, and they don't play that nothing. They took him straight to jail.
That's not good. That's not good at all. I mean, and I think the other, you know, the other thing that I would say is that, you know, I know for me that I try very hard. I put a lot of effort into saying to people, you know, be honest. I'm going to be honest and upfront with you. And so I try to play the lead in the relationships, not necessarily the aggressor, but the lead to set the tone so that, you know, the truth never divides. Even when it hurts, it shouldn't divide us. So if I ask you something, you know, tell it. I try to let people be free. I always say, you know, be free to say what you feel and what you think, because ultimately at the end of the day, I know that I'm going to most times pretty much say what I think. You know, it needs to be filtered so that it's not necessarily abrupt or that it does not alienate and that it does not discourage. But I think that it's very important that we be honest and that we put that disclaimer out there that people can feel free to be who they are. And then once they show us that vulnerable side of them, that we embrace it. That doesn't mean we agree with it. That doesn't mean that, you know, we think it's right, but that we embrace it and say, okay, that's a part of you, and then we need to determine, do they want to be challenged in that area, or do they want us to let them, you know, work on that on their own, and then set the terms for how we would manage in that relationship with those kinds of masks. That's what I really think is the best thing to do in those kinds of situations. I guess the next part that we want to look at is how do masks affect us in the long run? Do you think our perception of ourselves become diluted by the mask, or do you think the mask is beneficial and it gives us the opportunity to build to our best selves? Patrice?
Say that last part again.
Does it give us an opportunity to work to become our better selves? Or
I don't think it's healthy.
Oh, go ahead, PJ.
Go ahead.
I think
Patrice, then PJ.
I was just going to say that I don't think it's healthy at all. I think that it will eventually come to an explosive point. Like if I'm showing a certain Patrice, one third of Patrice, when we all know that there are two personalities in Patrice. If I'm showing one third of Patrice, and that's all you have been saying for the last, you know, 5 years, and me not showing you all of me on purpose is going to eventually affect me. You know, you're completely in the dark, but if I don't completely, you know, unmask, then it'll affect me more than I believe anything, and then you will be faced with the option of, dang, do I want to keep her in my life? You know, I mean, is this, like, healthy or, you know, whatever, or are you devastated enough to be like, why did you hide that for so long? I'm not even comfortable with you, you know. It seems like you've been lying to me, so... I think in the long run, if we keep doing it, I think that it's unhealthy and it doesn't promote good anything. Those are my thoughts.
And PJ, what were your thoughts?
I think it depends. I don't think that it's good for people to wear masks with themselves. Now, this may sound funny, but... if you got to lie to other people, don't lie to yourself. That's the most dangerous thing you can do. A lot of people have asked a lot of men, well, you know, if you love this woman, if you care about this woman, why are you over here with this woman? Because a lot of times men put on masks not to protect themselves, but sometimes to protect, you know, the ones that they love. Is it necessarily right? No. But sometimes if you have a wife who's a complainer or a wife whose feelings get hurt easily or a wife who's sensitive, you don't always tell them that you put on a mask. You know, do I want to go to Walmart with you to pick out curtain patterns? No, it's today Super Bowl Sunday. I want to stay here and drink a beer. You know, but a lot of times if that person is hurt, a lot of times you end up putting on a mask and you can't take it off because anytime you take off your mask, any truth about yourself hurts the other person that you're with. And then what happens is you meet somebody who accepts you for whoever you are, and people are always drawn where they're accepted. Doesn't mm-hmm. matter who you are. Doesn't matter what your state in life is. I don't care who you are. You are drawn to where you're accepted, and it takes effort to go somewhere where you're not accepted. So a lot of times a man will find himself hanging with his buddies, not even cheating, but a lot of times he'll find himself hanging with his buddies and not necessarily with his girlfriend, you know, because the girlfriend may not accept him. She may be always trying to improve him. She may be always complaining about, you know, something that he's doing, where his buddies, you know, do something different. Like when my guy friends come over here, it doesn't matter if my place is junky or not. They're here to see me, so they'll just sit down, they'll move a bunch of clothes over, you know, and have a seat. Whereas, if my wife, whereas my wife might be different. Well, why don't you clean up when your friend's coming over? For what? They're my friends. They don't care if it's clean or not. They're my boys. We came over to talk about this. If I get it cleaned up, fine. If I don't, fine. But a lot of times, people wear masks to protect other people, and I think that's very, very, very dangerous, and it's not a good habit to practice.
All right, if you'd like to join in on the conversation, call in at 760-683-2662. Again, the number is 760-683-2662. So, Deirdre, what are your thoughts? Does the mask lead us into personal deception, or does it help us to discover our best selves at the end of the day?
Well, I don't know that a mask is going to help you bring your best self. I mean, you're going to continue deceiving yourself and deceiving others. I mean, I personally don't understand why people have to put on masks. You are who you are. Either they like you or they don't. Keep it pushing.
But the don't isn't that easy. I don't think it's just that black and white, Deirdre.
Why not?
Because people have a need to be accepted.
Yeah. And regardless of if you think that, either they accept me how I am or they don't, you want them to accept you ultimately, or you would not have started on that path.
I mean, yeah, I can reach out to you and look. I mean, if at the end of the day, I'm still going to do the same old things. And so if you don't accept who I am based on what I've told you, what I've shown you, then, yeah, keep moving.
But
I don't think that's true.
But I don't think that's true, because at the end of the day, if you exercise a behavior that constantly results in rejection, you're going to change that behavior. You're going to modify. You're going to self-correct.
Not always.
Because you're not getting the result that you want.
Not always.
So it's not.
I mean, because some people could probably be saying, it must not have been for me if they left. Or they'll use the familiar term, people are in your life for a reason, season, and a lifetime. So, they're in there, and this is what happened, and so, it is what it is. So I don't have to change me. I am who I am.
So repeated behavior that results in negative response does not initiate change?
Not if that person likes what's going on. If people continue to leave that, that's more people for me to put myself in front of.
Is that what you said? If people continue to leave, that's more people for you?
Yeah, if people continue to leave, if I'm continuing to get people they're leaving, or people are continuing to come in my life, certain situations are happening, some people like that. It's the next trick. It's the next thing. It may be the next person I can get over on. The time
has
left.
You're saying people enter into friendships and relationships to be rejected?
Not necessarily to be rejected, but they may have something that they wanted from somebody. Say I come into a situation and I do something, but I'm doing it for a particular situation. Like, let's just say in a relationship, I meet this girl or I meet this guy, I only want a certain thing from them. While somebody on the outside looking in is saying, Deidre, this is destructive, or John, this is destructive, and you're continuing to go through girl after girl, guy after guy, and it works for me because I'm getting what it is that I'm seeking. It works for some people.
It doesn't work. It may temporarily satisfy, but it does not work.
So does the person who's seeking something, do they let the other people know that this is what I'm seeking? Did you?
Not necessarily. Like, say for instance, if I'm just trying to, I don't know, play the victim. I want everybody to feel sorry for me. And when that time runs out and everybody is like girl, either get up and do something or keep on. I'm not going to keep pumping you up and telling you you can be all you can be and you don't want to do it. You're not ready to move on. You're not ready to help yourself. And so I say, okay, see you later. And then I go and find somebody else who will feel sorry for me. And I tell them my situation, and they baby me and coddle me. And then when that person gets tired, then they go on to the next person, just as if somebody is looking for a hustle. I'm looking to make some money, so I'm going to go and I want to talk to this person, and I'm going to get what I need out of them, and when my well has run dry, I'm going to go to the next person.
And you think people live like that on purpose?
Some people do.
I don't agree with that.
I think, but you know what, I do believe there are people that live that way, but that's more so personality or some kind of mental deficiency. My issue, but a mask is different. A mask is for a set appointed time. I'm putting this mask on for this period of time, for a purpose, to gain or to, or to hide. And whereas, like, someone who's playing a victim, that's a personality. That is something that that's how they live until they are taught differently. Whereas a mask is something that you put on because you are trying to deceive someone or try to gain something through changing something about yourself for that period of time. So someone who's playing a victim, that is definitely a personality type. That is someone who is actually trying to manipulate, but they can't take it. It's not a mask that they can just take off, that they can stop. They literally have to go do a lot of work in order to change that about themselves, whereas a mask is something you can take off or put back on, depending on the situation.
We have a caller on the line. We have James from Oklahoma. James, are you there?
Yeah, James from Oklahoma is here, yes. What you guys are talking about, set point in time for the mask, y'all are talking about, to a certain extent, gold diggers. The chicks who put it out there that they're all nice and sweet, wholesome, that they're wiping material, and then after that, it's like, oh no, white, I'm mad at. It's like, I'm only with this dude to get pregnant by him, so either we can have cute looking babies, or I'm going after that child support money. So, yes, then when the mask comes off, it's like, oh, no, she's a hood rat.
Well, I'm not sure if that is a mask or, as Joe just stated, a defunct in personality. I think that, you know, absolutely people do things to achieve their own personal goals, but I think when you are deceptive in that manner, the reward is short-lived because,
right. Yeah,
ultimately you may have this baby. Ultimately you may get material items or some money, but in the end, anybody who's a parent knows that just having a baby is the easy part. Raising them and being accountable for them and responsible to them is something else altogether, and material things can come and go. And the price you pay for that, or never really having love, relationship, something that is enduring and that is lasting, is the more difficult part when wearing a mask. We'd like for you to call us tonight and join in. We're talking about masks and why we wear them and which ones do we have on. The number is 760-683-2662. Again, that number is 760-683-2662. Patrice, what are your thoughts on how we can move towards not using masks at all and how we can make it more acceptable for people to feel like they don't need to wear a mask?
Well, you know, again, in a perfect world, you know, it would be great to really think that people will get to a point where they won't use a mask, but that's just not realistic. Even you still are going to come into a situation, a new situation, where you will not expose something. Again, I know, you know, that as far as a mask, it's being deceptive and being whatever, but a mask is a mask, honestly. As far as getting to a point to where we don't use them anymore, I honestly think that it takes a practice. It's a practice to give or expose something about yourself to get something. You know, I think that it's a little hard. You know, it might be harder for me than it is for Joe or Heather or whatever, you know. A lot of times the things that I don't want to expose to people that I don't know too well or let's say the people that I do know well that I don't want to expose, there are things about myself that I still won't probably expose to Heather. It won't be anything that will affect her in the long run or have her cause her to look at me and be like, oh, my God, Patrice. But there are just things that you just don't want people to really share in, you know. You know, the type of person that you are attracted to, or I don't know, something like that. It could be something that you just want private, kept private. So getting to a point, I agree again with what you guys said earlier about giving a little to give a little. I think that's one thing that we can do. That was the best idea I heard all night, actually, to be vulnerable to the people that, you know, you want to make them feel, you know, that they can be themselves. I think that's the best idea that I've heard tonight. You guys have already said it.
And, Joe, what are your thoughts on that? I mean, I guess for me, I'm thinking that, you know, I want to be clear that I don't feel like a person is wearing a mask just because they haven't revealed everything to you about them. But I think when a person does have on a mask, how can you get them to the place outside of what we've already said to feel like they don't need to wear it? And they may not necessarily wear it with you, but I'm sure we all have friends, acquaintances, or coworkers who we know put on the front of the situation being one way when it's really not. And I'm, you know, it's, I guess, such a thin line between when it's appropriate and when it's not. You know, if you're unhappy in your marriage, okay, you all go and do the holidays over each other's parents' house, but you know at home you sleep in a separate bedroom. I mean, how do you really address that in somebody, Joe?
It's a number of things to that. One, I think a lot of times, like you just said, there are some masks that we will wear. And that's like, you know, like the whole interview thing. Like that's I won't say it's a mask, but it definitely is like you are putting your best foot forward in an interview. And a lot of times, because you want to get a job. But I think when it comes to relationships and things like that, Treece, I do think it's very possible for people to live outside their mask. And the way we get there, Heather, we get there first and foremost by honestly being okay with removing the mask from within our own view. So taking the mask off of yourself first and really looking at yourself and saying, this is who I am. This is how I'm made. I can't make too many major changes. Like you can exercise all you want, or you can diet, or you can, you can learn how to change your voice, or you can buy the best clothes. But at the end of the day, when you are completely naked, physically, emotionally, spiritually, everything is exposed, can you accept yourself? Can you accept that person? And the person that you are when you're completely exposed, no mask on. And when you are able to accept yourself, people will accept you. People will accept you exactly how you are, who you are, when you're able to do that. And that, I think that's a very vital piece in everything that we do. If we love ourselves, people will be able to receive love from us and we'll be able to receive love from others. If we are honest with ourselves, people will be able to receive our honesty and we'll be able to receive honesty from others. And if we're able to even to the point of why we can't spiritually forgive ourselves in that sense, if we are able to exude like these feelings of I'm letting it go, I'm letting all the anger or everything from my past, if I'm able to let that go, then I can forgive others and I can receive when others forgive me. And I think that's where it starts with the mask. I think we can live mask-free, but I think we won't because we are so comfortable in hiding behind them. And we don't want to be exposed. No one wants to be naked. We want to dress in our fig leaves, in a sense. We want to be covered, And I think when people get to the point of, like you said, Heather, like Tree said, when people get to the point where they don't feel like they have to hide around people, that is when masks are beginning to fall off. It'll really begin to fall. Come off, and that it's okay for me to have moments where I'm sad or have moments when I'm angry or frustrated or I'm in love or I'm in lust or what have you, and all of these feelings are real. All of these things are who I am, and I'm okay
mm-hmm.
with that.
Absolutely, absolutely. I would submit that we should challenge ourselves in how we operate in relationships, not just in romantic relationships, but in our platonic relationships, our relationships with family. Because I think a lot of times that the first line of deception is within ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's always, you know, I like to wear makeup, but I don't have to wear makeup. But there are people who, like, you know, I have a girlfriend that I work with. She's not coming out the door without makeup. It's just not happening. And I'm not just talking about to work. I'm talking about walking around the track, a quick run to the grocery store. I forgot eggs for this cake I'm getting ready to bake. Oh, no. It has to be makeup. And so not that that's necessarily negative like a mask, but I think that our first line of of that is what we do, what our own personal preference is. And I think that when we see something inside of us that we deem as negative, our first thing is to hide it, or that we feel as a default is to protect it, to hide it, to say, I don't want anybody to judge me according to this. I don't want anybody to think less of me because of this. And so, you know, I think that there needs to be an inner working on oneself to, just like we get in touch with our bodies for a better sexual experience, I think in order to have better relationships, we need to be in touch with our personalities, our mental states, and our tolerance levels.
Mm.
How about you, Deirdre?
Actually, I don't have any more to comment because I agree with everything that's been said.
You know, it tears me to pieces when you say, I disagree with everything y'all said.
It tears
well,
my soul to pieces.
Heather, I don't agree with everything. I don't agree with everything. Come on now.
And that is true, Deidre. You are right. You don't agree with everything.
That's why I know it's something more to be said because Deidre, the nice Southern belle that she is,
I mean, I don't have any more. I agree. You have to know who you are. I mean, you have to be, like Joe said, you have to be comfortable with who you are so that when you're dealing with other people, you can be yourself. And in turn, with you being yourself, other people will want to be themselves. If you're a sharing type person, people are going to want to share with you. Or they're just going to come to you because it's just something about you. But, yeah, I agree. But I tend to put everything out there.
So let me ask you guys, and anybody can chime in, does anybody wear a mask?
Yes.
I wear a mask at work.
What is your mask covering?
Well, I'm not going to say I wear a mask. I'm more focused. I can't even say that's a mask. Because I'm the same way. I'm straight up. It's about, I didn't come here to talk. I didn't come here to be your friend. I didn't come here to gossip. I didn't come here to go to lunch with you. I came here to work.
Mm-hmm. But that's professionalism. I don't think that's a mask. I think that's you should have some air of professionalism.
A part of that is a mask. Because, no, we all know that that's not what you came here for. You're at work, so we know you came to work. But does that mean that you are relegated to not do any of the other things you just said?
Well,
gossiping, that's a standard. That's a moral choice. But having lunch with one another,
mm-mm,
finding common ground,
mm-mm. Mm-mm. The only reason I would do that is if I am looking to utilize that contact to get me to another level that I'm trying to reach. Otherwise, I'm going to let my work speak for itself.
But I don't think that's a challenging of your work to say, let's have lunch.
Yeah, but I'm saying, initially, when I go to work, like, I just recently started a new job. The first month I was there, I didn't speak to anybody because I didn't want to go to lunch with anybody. I didn't want to talk to anybody. I came to work. I didn't come to make friendly.
Okay, but that's the problem, Deirdre. You need to look in the mirror and admit that.
Do what?
You need to look in the mirror and admit that that's a problem.
I don't think that's
because
the problem.
Because suppose in that first month you missed out on some wonderful networking opportunities.
Guess what? Then I missed out. And I don't think
that's are you okay with that?
I am.
He doesn't have
okay
on him that.
I'm very okay with that. Because there have been other situations where I've gone into a new job and people come around wanting to be nice and talking and going to lunch, and then next thing you know, I couldn't get them out of my office. Go sit down somewhere. Don't you got work to do?
Thank you. That's the real answer I was looking for.
Let's
not portray like this is just, oh, no, I don't just, no. It's about I've done this before, and this was the result of that, and now it's my policy not to do that.
Well, no. That wasn't. It wasn't.
Yes.
Initially, when I go into a job, I go in to work because that's what I'm getting paid to do. I'm not going to work to make friends. It isn't because someone came and sat at my desk and now I can't get rid of them. That's my policy. No, when I go to work, I go to work. That's what I do. Because there are people who are saying, you know, you should go and you should talk and you should be sociable and dude, I'm not gonna be you who's gonna be sitting around for 2 and 3 hours. You've been talking all day, and then 2 hours before work, you're talking about, oh my gosh, how am I gonna get all this work done before I leave? Well, if you would go to your desk and work like the rest of us, then we wouldn't have this problem.
Well, it can be a balance in there, don't you think? I mean, we're sociable beings.
For some people
that,
it is, but for some there it isn't.
But that's I honestly have to say that that's one of the main purposes that we are sent out into the world, and as far as working or doing whatever, is to communicate. Like, that's like one of our purpose. That's like a purpose. It's like you have something to say. You are a creation that has a lot to offer. Deidre, you have a lot to offer. So if you go places, you know, and then don't open your mouth or don't share yourself to the world, I think that that's kind of retarded. I mean, and retarded as in it's incomplete. It's not you're not utilizing your whole self. You're not sharing who you are, which is a lot to offer people, you know, be it your friendship, be it your advice, be it the fact that you know a higher being, you know. I think that again is unrealistic to go somewhere and not say jack.
Yeah, I go to work.
So, Joe, are there any masks that you wear?
You know what? And it's funny that this topic came up because I used to wear masks big time. I mean, literally, I would, you know, and some of it I still have. Like one, I have a mask I used to wear this mask and try to come off as a bad boy because I used to, you know, think like, oh, man, women only like men that ignore them, that treat them bad, that, you know, disrespect them, you know, what have you. And I used to try to wear that mask faithfully, like, and it just didn't work for me. And it wasn't until the point where I just made the decision that, you know, I'm going to be who I am. And I'm, you know, I'm not patting myself on the back, but I'm a good guy. And I'm, you know, I absolutely can't. Cheating is not a thing for me. Being, you know, being overly sarcastic or aggressive is not, that's not who I am, you know, and I had to accept those things. Like, and I used to wear a mask with my cousins, you know, my guy cousins who, you know, that truly believe that you have to sleep with like 10, 15 different women to, you know, to be a man. And I would put this mask on, like, yeah, that's how I think, that's how I feel, you know, objectifying women kind of thing. I would wear that mask around them, and I played it well because, you know, I got a little bit of acting skill in me, just a little bit, and I would play that mask well. But deep down, I'm like, man, that's not how I really view women. That's not what I want to do. And it wasn't until I became comfortable with myself that I stopped wearing those masks. And those are just a few of them.
We have a caller on the line. We have Antrell from Virginia. Antrell, welcome to Amongst Friends.
Hi, thanks. How is everybody?
Good.
Wonderful. South Buck.
I'm really good friends with Joe, and Joe informed me to tune in tonight. So I'm catching the end of the conversation, discussing about masks. And so my comment, question is there anything wrong with having a lot of masks? I think it's kind of fun to wear a lot of masks. And so if you wear different masks, you can kind of communicate with different types of people based upon the mask that you have on. Do you all agree?
Well, I wear a mask. I wear the, hey, I'm a good girl and non-freak mama mask. I think that mask is necessary when I do what I do as far as, you know, in my career. I think, and you might not call it a mask. It might not be a mask, but, you know, and I am, you know, I am over-exaggerating a little. I ain't no, you know, I'm not that, you know. But anyway, it's a form of a mask. Like Joe said, you know, you kind of want certain people to know about that, but not everybody. So I don't, you know.
Right. 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 I just wanted to chime in. I appreciate you all for allowing me to call in.
Thank you for calling, Antrell. And if you'd like to join in, give us a call at 760-683-2662. So I think what Antrell just shared with us leads back to what Deirdre was saying, was that some people like wearing masks and you can have fun with it, but if you're having fun with it and it's at someone else's expense, is it the right thing to do? Then becomes the question, I think. So, Patrice, you were saying you wear masks. What masks are you wearing?
Okay, I just told you. Okay.
I want you to say that again. Are you trying to get me straight?
I
want you to say it again.
I was raised to be a good girl, and I did, you know, until, you know, I became older and more comfortable with Patrice, I learned that it was okay to expose in certain situations what I liked. So I guess I would say that the mask that I wear, which I think is good because it actually protects me. If everybody knew how freaky you really were, I think, you know, it would be a little too many knocks at the door, a little too many phone calls there. I think that I protect myself by minimizing and covering, you know, the whole big freak experience there to better have a easy living life, you know, where I can go out in the street and not be followed to the car.
Well, I mean, I think that's good. I think that's good. I don't know if CJ's still with us, if he wants to share what mask he may wear.
Well, he's gone. What mask are you wearing, Heather?
Is this a real question or a trick question, Deirdre?
It ain't no trick question. What mask are you wearing, Heather? The world wants to know.
You know what? I honestly don't think that, well, I didn't think, when I saw this as the topic, I didn't think that, I don't like that man. I just want to say that publicly on the radio. I do not like him. I never thought that I wore masks. I think that I'm pretty much, that's probably one of the things that maybe not wear a mask, but be able to cover or possibly camouflage some things about myself, I probably would want to do more. But what was interesting to me was that I came upon a situation where the end result revealed that I was probably stressed or nervous about something or not properly resting. And so I got a medical condition, and I kind of felt like, you know, I kept saying, oh, I'm not stressed about anything. I'm not worried about anything. I'm not caring for anything. And I began to think when I saw this as our topic, like, maybe that's the mask that I'm wearing, that nothing is bothering me and that I'm okay and that it's stress-free and that I'm very well rested when my body is saying something different. Because the proof is in what is revealed at the end. So for me, that would probably be my mask, that everything is probably not okay when I want to believe that it is okay.
Mm-hmm.
But superficial mask of like covering up the real me and things of that nature, I'm not really good at that. Because I don't know how to keep a lie going. Like, that's difficult for me. And I really try hard to let people be themselves. I really try hard to embrace people where they are and say, look, I understand that's where you are. I plan to challenge you to be the best you. But, you know how.
Heather, why is it that you think women and that can't leave the house without putting earrings on or making sure their hair is well put together, like they're going somewhere when they're just going to the track or the 7-Eleven? Why do you think that's a mask? I remember when you used to accuse me of, Patrice, we are really just at rehearsal. Why in the world are you looking like that? And I remember you questioning me, and I, of course, would get offended because I'm like, what is she talking about? And then it would, of course, it took years of you saying, oh, Lord have mercy, this is really you. So why do you think that would be a mask?
I mean, I don't necessarily feel like it is a mask, but I think that people place too much value into those things. And I think that leads back to something very personal with me. I think that I absolutely think that you should put effort in how you look and that you should present yourself in an acceptable manner. Mm-hmm. I definitely, you know, feel like that. But I've always For me personally, I just always have been one of those people that didn't, I never wanted people to,
okay.
You know, it's hard for me to just see a person and that be the whole sum total of them. Like, one of the things that used to bother me as a child and my preteens and teenage years, I would cry profusely because people would say things like, oh, this brother or sister of mine is very good at playing the organ, and that one can sing really well, and that one's very good with artistry, and that one is this, and Heather, she's just so pretty. I mean, that would crush me. And I would always say, why do people just think I'm pretty? People don't think I'm smart. People don't think I'm, you know, good at anything. Like, I don't do anything well. I'm just pretty. And it would just tear me up because I wanted people to see something more than, you know, this brother is this, this sister is that, and she's just pretty. And so I never have been the type of person, I mean, I don't think I come out the house just looking any kind of way, but in a relaxed setting or situation, I do kind of fall back. And I'm not, you know, I'm offended when people, you know, at work, they're like, oh, is that new? And I'm like, why has it got to be new? Because you never seen me in it. Like, I just decided to wear it to work today. It's not necessarily new. And so I don't think that I feel like people are wearing a mask. I just think, you know, what do you feel about you that you're not okay? You know, would you, but would you come to rehearsal ever without makeup, Patrice?
No, that's never going to happen. And not only makeup, because sometimes I'll go out the house. And it'll be eyeliner and lip gloss. It'll be eyeliner and lip gloss. And I think that that whole leaving the house and you just going to the 7-Eleven and you looking like you, you know, about to walk down Sunset Boulevard is a thing. It comes from that was like deeply instilled. I think that's just a part of the person and who they are. You know, you have inconsistent people that only look nice on certain occasions or whatever because it's not really in them to do it. There's nothing wrong with that. You know, you don't feel like doing this and that, so you just go out there looking like whatever. But then you have people that don't feel like themselves if they do not look great. And, I admit I am one of those people that I do. I have, but there's joy in it, you know. I get joy in looking my best, you know, the best that I can do. And I don't think that, as far as shortcomings, I'm not saying I don't have any, but I honestly have to say that I just like looking great. It makes me feel great. It makes me feel productive. I don't know, whatever you want to call it. That's just
okay. So, would you admit, as a woman, as we bring tonight to a close, one of the things that I think, though, is that there are people who feel like they have to wake up before their mate and put on makeup.
Mm-hmm.
Or that they have to get up before their mate and brush their teeth and replace their denture cream because they have dentures and their partner doesn't know that. And I'm simply saying that what's wrong with the honesty in saying, I feel like I don't have good skin, so you're never going to see my natural skin. I'm going to put on makeup.
Yeah, something's wrong
because
with that.
Because for me,
definitely.
I don't feel, you know, I feel like mascara is a necessity. Now, I may not put on eyeshadow. I may not put on lip liner or gloss. May just do some chapstick, but mascara is a necessity for me.
I think there's something wrong with when you wake up before your mate and do all those prep things. Yeah, I think there is something, a shortcoming that you're trying to cover up or you don't like whatever. But I can only speak for myself. I have actually beautiful skin, you know, and the fact that I still love to dress it up.
Absolutely.
It's honestly just enjoyable, honestly, you know, it really is.
Well, we thank you guys tonight for joining us for this episode of Amongst Friends where we've discussed the mask and which one do you have on. And we hope that you've got some helpful tips for taking off your mask and helping others to do the same in your company. Please join us next week when our show is He Say, She Say. He or she is just not that into you. Tonight I've been your host, Heather Owens, along with Deirdre Robertson, Joe Snyder, and Patrice Reynolds, and PJ Morgan. Whoa. We thank you for listening. You can listen to this show after it's over at Blog Talk Radio /AmongstFriends. And join us next week at 8 p.m., February the 16th, 760-683-2662. And you may visit us on Facebook on our page, which is Amongst Friends Radio Talk Show. Again, thank you tonight for joining us, and we hope you have enjoyed the show. We'll see you next week, and have a happy Valentine's Day, everyone. Thanks, guys.
Bye.
I think it was a wonderful show.
Bye.
Good night, party people.
Patrice, have you taken off your mask? This has been enough show to get you there.
No, because I got a date, and the mask cannot come off.
All right, guys. Who's hosting next week?
I'll host next week.
She's just not that into you. Good, because I got a lot to give you. I want you to host.
Oh, is that too?
So, yeah, I want to do a show on, and I'll host it too. My sex drive doesn't match my partner's sex drive. What do I do?
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah, Deidre, you need to host your own darn topics.
I think we need to
get a topic.
No, that was not my topic.
Yes, it was.
No, I'm sorry. I'm thinking about last week. Truth, lies, and romance, or whatever.
Hey, guys, let's cut this because it's recording. The show's over.
Oh.
This is like Oprah's show in the dark after the show's over. This is after
behind
the show is still recording. Yeah, this is behind the scenes. Hope you guys enjoyed it. 760-683-2662. See you next week. Peace.
Why are you just now saying, you know what?
I like behind the scenes so they can see the real you. The mask is off now, people. Go ahead, Patrice. What do you want to say?
You know what?
I told you to come off. Yes, Lord.
That was hilarious.
That is funny. All right. I'm ending the show. Y'all,
can we get the MP3s of this show, please? Can we get the MP3s?
Patrice, don't you have the MP3s of every show? So, yes, you
can get the
MP3.
It expired. It expired, and I can't download it. I could listen to it, but I couldn't download it to burn it.
Now, whose fault is that?
Yours, because you shouldn't have sent it through
youSendIt.com.
Yeah,
that's where
you should have asked Jeff. You should have asked Mr. Jeff. Mr. Jeff, how you doing? Love your comments. But you should have asked Mr. Jeff. Mr. Jeff, can you email me the MP3? Merry Christmas. That would have solved the whole
issue.
Okay.
Do you know how huge those things are?
They can be compressed.
How do you know he has the stuff to compress it?
Because he's a computer guy, and all computer geeks have the ability to compress files.
When I tell you something right there is wrong with that one.
Yeah, okay.
But it would be great to, you know, send that off with a huge launch, because I have a huge distribution list, and to attach that would be so super.
Jeff, you can handle that?
Did Mr. Jeff hang up?
No, he didn't hang up. He's probably clearly saying, no, I can't handle that. I don't even know why you're asking me that.
Well, let Mr. Jeff answer. What, you his mouthpiece or his lawyer? You know. Mr. Jeff got lips. I know Mr. Jeff got lips because he used them tonight.
Well, obviously, he's not saying anything.
He might be on mute. He might be on mute.
No, he's not on mute.
Well, maybe he don't understand English, Mr. Jeff. Maybe he speaks something else. Okay, I'm not feeling good for real. I'm going to sign out and talk to y'all a little later. It's going to be really cold tomorrow, so please be sure to bundle up and wear extra socks, and the wind is going to be whipping. It's going to be in the 30s, the low 30s, so be prepared for tomorrow.
Are y'all still getting some snow?
I think it's, is it snowing now?
Yeah.
Snow tonight.
Okay.
The rest of the week, be clear.
Later.
All right, good night.
Good night.